This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start your day, don't forget to start it the best way possible, and that is by spending some time with God. And that's what we do each weekday morning at this time. Just read God's Word, the Bible, and say, God, what do you have to say to me? And we can always be certain that when we come with a listening heart, God always has something to say to us. And that's true right now. So put on your listening cap and let's hear from God. He wants to speak to us through His Word today. I want to go back to this verse, this passage that we've been looking at each day this week so far. I think that the Lord Jesus really has a message for us as we look at this theme that Jesus does not give up on you, even when your love for Him as a Christian grows cold and you become kind of that lukewarm Christian who's not really against God but not really very much for God either. There's not much difference between you and someone who's living for themselves and for the world. But you know that's not right. Jesus wants to renew your love for Him. Let me read the verse again. Jesus says, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me." Well, we've talked a lot this week about Jesus taking the initiative to renew your love for Him. And what I want to say to you today is when you hear Jesus knocking, open the door. Someone has said, to pray is nothing more involved than to open the door. I love that picture. We don't usually think of prayer that way, do we? Usually we think of prayer as us knocking on God's door. But I think today Jesus wants us to hear His knocking. He is the one initiating in the relationship. And if your love for God has grown cold, and God's been knocking on the door of your life, getting your attention, then today is the day for you to open that door. Invite God into every room of your life. You know, when you're passion for Jesus becomes a little cooler, usually you just start letting God into certain rooms in your life, the religious part of your life, where you go to church or you're involved in a small group or something like that. But Jesus wants you to let Him into every room, into the kitchen, into the bedroom, into your TV room, the computer room, the hidden closets of your life. If you want to renew your passion and love for God, then really, you must come all the way back to Him. Don't ease your way into it. Just cut the cords to the things that are pulling you down and renew your wholehearted commitment to Jesus. Let Him into every part of your life. Make Him the center of your life. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's Jesus. He says, I want to help you get out of your lukewarm Christianity and back into a passionate relationship with me where I am your life. But first, you have to open the door and invite me back into that place in your heart. Why don't you say it today? Please, come on back in, Lord Jesus, to that central part of my life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.